Hey guys, as most of you know, you watch my videos, you know that I love tequilas that come out of NOM 1414. And you also should know that I love Lost Lore tequila. This tequila is just so good, in my opinion. And I just got this one in. This is the Lost Lore Blanco. This is edition number 6, bottle number 1263. And this is coming out of NOM 1414, made by the master Sergio Cruz. And if you ever get the chance to go down to Arandas, Mexico, and visit with Sergio, one, make sure you eat before you get there. Make sure you drink a lot of water, and you are going to have an amazing time. And this distillery is absolutely beautiful. And you'd think it's this giant facility, at least in my mind, I did. And then I got there, and I did a walkthrough video where I literally walked through the whole facility in like 3 minutes and show you each piece, from their stone ovens to their roller mill to their brand new Tohono, their fermentation area, and then where their stills are. And then next thing you know, you're out on a patio where you can sip tequila with Sergio. So let's talk about this Blanco, because Lost Lore has so many new things coming out. I'm waiting in line to buy all kinds of single barrels and special projects. And the thing about all of those barrels, those new releases that are coming out, is they're all made with this Blanco. We talk about it all the time. You cannot have a good Repo or a good Añejo or a good single barrel or something special if you got a crappy tequila inside of it. And this Blanco is a great base tequila to make so many amazing flavors. On the nose, you get that cooked agave just right there. It's the smell of that steam oven. So good. I get some earthiness, some minerality, a little bit of citrus. Nice and sweet. You get this cooked agave, this sweetness that comes through, a little bit of citrus, a lot of minerality, some earthiness, I get some green vegetables, maybe like a fresh jalapeno. And then it kind of turns into some cinnamon in the finish. And this is one of those Blancos that this is a sipper. To me, I wouldn't mix this in a drink just because it has so many complex flavors in it already. That why mix it? Let's just pour it in a glass and drink it neat. Arturo Lamas has really put together a fantastic company with a lot of great ideas and experiments and always pushing the boundaries of what tequila can be. And I'm really excited to see what he has coming up. I do have an interview with Arturo. He was one of the very first people I ever interviewed on the show. And he talks about how Lost Lore got its name and how they came up with the bottles and the logos. And we're going to have him back on again to talk about some of the new things that he has coming out. All I can say is go check out Lost Lore. Go to their website. I'll put the address up here. And if you're wanting to buy some Lost Lore and it's not in your area, Off Premise in Chicago does a great job. They ship super fast. The bottles always get here safe. They're priced really competitive. That's where I picked this one up. Literally ordered it like on a Wednesday and had it on a Thursday. So I am in Indiana, so it's an easy place for them to ship from. But check them out, Off Premise in Chicago. Check out Lost Lore. Check out the old brand video with Arturo and keep your eyes out for the new one. And in the comments, drop me some comments and tell me what you like best about Lost Lore and what your current favorite Lost Lore product is. Thanks for checking out my videos. Have a great night.